Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God in love desires that your ways and his paths be one and the same. The word ways in this proverb speaks of a trodden down path, a well-traveled path. Ways mean a course of life, your manner of doing anything, and your habits. As a father, God is concerned about your ways, for without his direction they will take you to places of danger. Your ways include your manner of thinking, your plan of life and conduct, and your process of doing things. It is that which you mean when you say, "Well, that's the way I am." So God, knowing that your ways are dangerous to you, invites you to seek his guidance by acknowledging him. He knows that sin directs the habits or ways of the natural man and will always place him on a path which leads to eternal damnation in hell. He has told us in the previous proverb to trust in the Lord, for he knows that our ways are places of danger. He desires for us to flee our ways and to find in him a place of refuge, a place of protection. If you get stuck on the exclamation of, "Well, that's the way I am," that will get you a one-way ticket to hell. That way is not acceptable to God. God desires that you flee your ways and seek his direction. He wants you to not lean to your ways as truth, but to know that your ways will lead you to evil and sin. God commands that he be acknowledged as the one who is concerned about our welfare. He says to his sons and daughters, "Check with me about the ways of your life. I want to help you. I want you to be successful in life. I know the way to go, and if you consult me, I will tell you the way. If you don't consult me, if you don't acknowledge me, then I won't intrude and I will let you go the way that you wish. It will not be the best way, and it may be a way full of trouble and heartache, but I will let you go your way. But I desire that my children acknowledge me, that they recognize that I have rule over them." He wants us to go to him habitually. We are to go to him in the first place, not as the last resort, not only when we are in trouble. He desires to be the first of our consultants. He expects to come before self-will, self-pleasing, self-wisdom, friends, convenience, and expediency bring us down a direction so far that our pride will not let us admit that we are in error. He knows that we so easily get entangled in these things that our pride will keep us from admitting our error and our lack in consulting him. We are to form habits of acknowledgement of God early on in every way before we become so engrossed and enmeshed in our own directions. When we do so, our vision is sure to be clouded by our pride. Consider no circumstance too clear to need his direction. In all thy ways, small or great, personal, business, temporal, or eternal, we are to acknowledge him. What is the promise of this acknowledgement? What will be the result of consulting the Father? Some little benefit? Some worthless token? Certainly not. No worthless benefit or worthless token by our Father, for our Father always gives good gifts. Our Father promises something right here in Proverbs 3:6 that is more valuable, has more benefit, and is of utmost importance to his children, for he gives us a guarantee. He guarantees that if you acknowledge him and look to him for guidance, he will give it to you. He guarantees that you do not have to be ignorant as you walk through life. He will not let you down. God directs your paths as a conductor directs an orchestra. He tells your paths what direction to go. Your paths are under his command, and they go where he directs. Light will be cast on your path. You will know which way to go. What does it take to access this great and mighty power? It takes acknowledgement. Acknowledge your Maker, and acknowledge your own weakness and inability to find the way. in all thy ways. Check it out. Make a list of your ways and ask God about them one by one. Even your personality is according to your ways, your thought life too, your prayer life, your Bible study ways, your giving ways, your work ways, and relationship ways, even your appearance and shopping ways. In all thy ways mean just that. God wants to converse with his children, and what better way to do that than in all thy ways acknowledging him, knowing that he promises to direct your paths. Our God is so good.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.